All right, my name is Brad Dickerson.
And I'm Patrick Lindsay.
And welcome to the 10th episode of Off the Yelzebub, another milestone episode. Last episode was our 5th anniversary, and we've made it to 10 episodes so far.
Great.
Yeah. I think this would technically be the actual anniversary, because I don't think we started recording until October of 2007.
Oh, things are right. Going.
All right. So let's jump right into it. In like a week and a half, is that right?
Yeah, the Halloween about is when the NBA season starts.
Right. So let's talk about the NBA. I finally bought League Pass a couple of days ago, so I'll be able to follow the games and actually contribute something. So even though I bought League Pass, I can't watch preseason games. I know you have you been able to watch preseason games, Patrick?
No, not at all. Okay. I don't think that's a thing. Or not with League Pass broadband, at least. You
can't I don't have access to it. It doesn't start until the 30th, I think. But we can talk about some pretty interesting things. So the first thing I want to talk about with regards to the NBA is the new flopping rule.
Okay.
So when it was announced like a week and a half ago or so?
Yeah, pretty recently.
So the way it works is if you get called for a flop, you get a warning, then after that you start getting fined progressively more and more until your sixth flop is a suspension.
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I am really skeptical this rule is going to work like at all, to be totally honest. So like take for example someone like Blake Griffin. I would consider him a flopper. Would you would you say that's fair?
Yeah, he definitely flops more than your average player probably.
Now if he flops more than the average player, that means I would bet that Blake Griffin would get suspended at least two or three times over the course of the season. That is not going to happen at all.
Yeah. You can't do that to your stars. Like, think about, I think, like, in the past playoffs, there were stuff times when James Harden or Manu Ginobili or all these guys that are huge parts of their team, just big, famous players in the NBA, are flopping pretty egregiously. And I guess that's why they want to crack down on it, but you can't, I can't see them doing that to that caliber of player.
Yeah, I think that's something that I saw Eric Freeman wrote about, is like basically this is, you can't enforce this fairly, because then you end up with a situation where you're basically saying to fans of like the Milwaukee Bucks, you can't see Dwayne Wade tonight because we suspended him for flopping. And you sold out the game because people want to see Dwayne Wade. And it's one of those things that just doesn't work in the regular season. Like something like suspending people for technical fouls, I think works a little better because, I mean, at the time, only Rasheed Wallace was getting suspended for technical fouls.
Right. I can't remember very many times that that's even come up.
Yeah. Maybe Dwight Howard got suspended for technical fouls.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think he's the only person, but he's still not at Rasheed Wallace set NBA records for technical fouls in a season.
Yeah, like, he got one like every other game.
Yeah.
And now he's back, FYI. Rasheed Wallace back in the NBA.
Yes, Rasheed Wallace is now on the New York Knicks. The Knicks have the greatest lineup of 2004.
I'd be going even earlier than that, maybe. 2000.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to take into account that Carmelo Anthony didn't start playing until like 2003.
Yeah.
But still, that lineup, if this has been the Knicks when I was in high school watching them on MSG, I would have watched them all the time.
Yeah.
But this team is going to be hilarious to watch. Did you see any pictures of Rasheed Wallace at the Knicks practice in like his first couple days back?
I did. I saw there was one of him wearing like capris, basically. Like capri gym pants, the ones that go to like halfway down your calf. And definitely, it was definitely a cotton t-shirt, like he was some 60-year-old with a Y. Like, which I guess he basically is.
Yeah. Yeah, and because he was sweating so much. The thing looked like it weighed like 10 pounds. Yeah, I we're both Rasheed Wallace fans. I've been a fan of Rasheed Wallace. Well, aside from basketball, have you ever seen his episode of Cribs?
No, I didn't.
When he was on the Blazers, he was on an episode of Cribs, and I'll never forget this. He had in his bathroom, first of all, he had a urinal in his bathroom.
Convenient.
And he also had heated floors in his bathroom.
Oh.
Which was actually like the smartest idea. But I don't know how he's living now. But I am really looking forward to Rasheed Wallace being back in the NBA, because especially on the Knicks, because he's going to get so much attention and he's going to say something to offend anybody. And it's just going to make the league that much more fun to watch. So there's that. Also, Baron Davis is not on the Knicks, but he's affiliated with the Knicks.
He's what?
He's a free agent.
Oh.
Yeah. But they're like retaining him as like kind of a coach. I don't know if they're paying him. What I really hope happens is he and Walt Frazier call games together, and they just... And that's sort of an ushering in of a new guard of commentators for MSG. And if you've never listened to Walt Frazier call a game for the Knicks, I really, really recommend it.
Beautiful. I've heard it like once or twice.
He calls rebounds bounds. He tries to find some way to rhyme and all things like that. So I really recommend that. And another thing that sort of happened a couple days ago on my side of the world is that rapper Lil B tried out for the Warriors.
He did. When he tweeted about that like a couple weeks ago, and I was sure he meant the actual Warriors. Turns out it was for their D League team in Santa Cruz, which is, well, I guess, more realistic, but also just still pretty hilarious. Did you watch the news clip? You watched the news clip.
I did watch the news clip.
He sent it to me.
He's spreading love.
He is. Spreading love and hanging out with 76-year-olds that are also trying out the
TV. Yeah, that's right. One of the other highlights of that story is that there's a 76-year-old professor named like Dan Weiberg.
Something like that, yeah.
And he said this was something on his bucket list, trying out for an NBA team.
Gotta do it.
I mean, hey.
It costs $100. Like, I would do that for $100.
I was really hoping I'd get to see more footage of Lil B actually play basketball. Because there was one clip I saw that where he did make a basket on a rebound, got a putback, so that counts for something. Man, and
I don't know if it was in, like, he made some follow-up. He showed some follow-up video of him, like, filling out forms and, like, playing a little bit also. But there was also, I can't remember who was on this, or, like, I think there was a post on Grantland about all, like, the basketball-related things that he said. And I think at one point he claimed he was the best point guard on the West Coast. So he's got to have a pretty good chance then, because Warriors probably need a point guard.
Well, they've got Steph Curry.
I guess, yeah. He's
kind of a point guard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Speaking of point guards, point guard who has recently come back into the news is Smush Parker. Have you been following the story at all?
Yeah. So, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, somebody asked Kobe Bryant. Was it somebody asked Kobe Bryant about like the 2004-2005 season or 2005-2006?
Yeah, one of the seasons where the Lakers weren't great. I think they still made the playoffs, but they were pretty bad.
Yeah.
Compared to when Kobe first got there, and compared to now, obviously, Kobe said something. I think they asked why he was taking so many shots. I don't know why they're asking him that now. It's like, who's like, what was he going to do? Pass it to Smush Parker or Chris Mim? Like, he's throwing all of his old. To be fair, those guys aren't terrible, but he's just throwing them all in the bus for no reason at all.
I One thing I appreciated, though, is that he's named names. A lot of times NBA players will say, you know, we've gone through a lot and we've had some adversity. Kobe Bryant named the adversity. Was his own teammates.
So he said that, and Smush Parker fired back, and it's been a whole back and forth.
Only Kobe Bryant would get into an argument with Smush Parker.
In 2012, 5 years after Smush Parker has done anything.
Somebody tried to make the claim, I think it was someone on the NBA offseason Tumblr, that this was evidence of Kobe's poor leadership, because, like, when you think about LeBron James's teams when he was on the Cavs, he was able to drag them into the finals. Mm-hmm. And I really kind of bristled at that, mostly because those Lakers teams were really, really not good.
Yeah.
Really not good. And the West compared to the East when LeBron James was with the Cavs was much, much stronger. There was no way the Lakers were going to beat the Spurs, like, realistically. So, I mean, yeah, Kobe Bryant's probably not a very good leader, and this is probably not the best thing to say, like, 6-7 years after the fact, but it's still hilarious.
This is sort of related. Have you ever looked at the Kobe Bryant Facebook page, which apparently he, like, personally updates?
I saw that there was a post that he wrote. I like, read it very quickly, because apparently that was, like, the most hilarious thing to a lot of people.
Yeah, so I don't think this is the one you're referring to, but he did just post something about leadership. It includes the sentence, "I'd rather be perceived as a winner than a good teammate. I wish they both went hand in hand all the time, but that's just not reality. I have nothing in common with lazy people who blame others for their lack of success. Great things come from hard work, perseverance, no excuses." But really the best part of this is that he ends everything he posts with "Mamba out."
I hadn't noticed that.
every single post ends with "Mamba out."
That is such a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to compose myself after knowing that. That's awesome. I just can't. There's just so many things that are. I'm going to miss him when he actually does retire, because he's just such a grumpy person.
Yeah. Yeah, he's such a polarizing guy. It's going to be weird. He's been in the league for so long. It's going to be weird.
Yeah. That is hilarious. Is there anything else that happened in the NBA that... Oh, Ivan Johnson broke a backboard and wasn't surprised by it.
Yeah, that was at Butler University for some reason.
I don't know really? Why.
Yeah, they were in Indianapolis. I guess they were prepping for that. They just played the Pacers.
Oh.
But it was that Butler. The last NBA thing is that there was an interview with Steven Jackson in Slam recently. And he was talking about there's a collaborative album between NBA players and rappers. Apparently Steven Jackson is on a song with Bun B and also does an intro to the whole CD with Yellow Wolf. So there's that. This is just a direct quote from Steven Jackson. "I think LeBron's on it, Rick Ross, Kevin Durant, Trevor Ariza, Sean Marion, Josh Smith, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. It's supposed to be pretty hot." So we have that to look forward to.
there's some other like compilation coming out, because there was a video for it that I saw where Baron Davis and Carlos Boozer and Sean Marion, I mean, not exactly the A-list of basketball players, they're recording something. And I remember the video had snippets of songs, and that sounded like a thing that we should be on the lookout for.
Yeah.
I don't know when it comes out, though, but we'll definitely let you all know when that comes out, because... Mm-hmm. Both of those are going to be hilarious. When is Steven Jackson's mixtape coming out? He's had a mixtape coming out for a while.
Man. Yeah, I'm not sure. He's got a couple songs that are floating around YouTube, but this album, by the way, is called Full Court Press, and it's produced by some guy who used to work for Bad Boy with Puffy. So
the which guy? Stevie J, the guy from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I don't know.
Okay.
There are no specifics.
Stephen Jackson says. One last thing before we try and move on to something else. Even though Lil B is probably not going to make the Santa Cruz Warriors, let alone the Golden State Warriors, I really hope that the Bay Area takes this opportunity to use little to have like a little B night whenever the Thunder come, just to annoy Kevin Durant and just to keep the curse going. and just have just everyone dressed as Little B or doing the cooking dance. Because that, I mean, I'm probably going to follow the Warriors on League Pass just to see that. I'm going to be totally honest with you. So hopefully that happens. And hopefully when the Knicks come to town, they have E40 in the building and play Record Haters. So we'll see.
That'd be great. Let's
play some music. What did you have in mind?
Well, let's see. I guess the first thing I played, something I've been listening to a lot over the last week, there was this, I guess it's technically a mashup. I don't really, it's more of a remix project where some guy took all the vocals from Bizarre Ride to the Far Side and put Tribe called Quest Beats behind them, or like interpolation, or like his own interpretations of Tribe Beats on there. So it's really well done.
Okay.
So I'm doing one called Another Fish.
Okay. And I think I'll play something by G-Ali called Candy Marmalade. So we'll be right back after
bam,
this.
Bam, bam, hey, what's up? Yeah, we was like that, you know? Yeah, and I just got laid back.
Yeah, I'ma just sit in here for a couple hours.
Man, don't sweat it, yo. We gonna catch some stuff, dude.
I don't know, I'm kinda tired.
Nah, we got a basket. We gonna fill this basket before we go, yo.
All right, bro.
Because that was a fish's bad.
It took a second to register up in my brainium, my dome, my head, my skull, my cranium. My eyes have had enough, it was time to do some talking. I had to creep through the hound dogs that were stalking. The slimmy caught me peeping, this means she wasn't sleeping on who I was. So she creeped in like a hawk. In a minute's time, we adjourned to the floor. Ooh, I hit a high note cause of the way that she was walking. We got into the groove, I didn't bust no her hip-hop moves. I just kept an eyes and smooth. Next thing you know, we got together where I thought we'd be forever. Didn't have an umbrella, now I'm soaked in stormy weather. Where the two birds of a feather fly up all to be together. Never simping and leave your love life limp. There'll be no suicide attempts for this slim shrimp kid. Cause you know there's other fish in the sea, that is. In the sea, sea, in the sea, that is. In the sea, sea, in the sea, that is. In the sea, sea, in the sea, that is. I reminisce, try to clear up all the mist for an imaginary kiss with you again. Not even friends, though I wish that I could mend like a tailor and be olive oil's number one sailor. I am's what I am, still I falls like an anvil. She's heavy on the mind, sometimes it's more than I can handle. But men aren't supposed to tumble into the den. Be macho, but a honcho like poncho will give in. Family oriented, but not oriental. A dame is supposed to claim you even if you drive a pencil. A hero is a sandwich and a manwich is a meal. A marriage is a paper, all they faking or for real. What's the deal, Dallas? Will you go tumbling after a young man and take a stand? Or will you help him roll faster? The reason why I ask you is because I'm sick of this. Bitch slicking drip drip from a nigga's benefits. He doesn't even suit you and he's surely not the size. I'm surprised that you slept on a heart that's worldwide. And when you open up your eyes, make mermaid, I really wish that you don't bruise a limb. As a swimming of the fish in the sea, in the sea, and the sea that is in the sea, sea, and the sea that is in the sea, sea, and the sea that is in the sea, sea, and the sea that is in the sea, in the sea, and the sea that is in the sea, sea, and the sea that is in the sea, sea, and the sea that is in the sea, sea, and the sea that is. Now if there ain't no mountain high enough,
charge them like a bull, but this pool never fades me. The kid is going crazy. They stepping with my lady. They're working on a baby. I'm pushing up the daisies, but hey, diddle, diddle, I won't play second fiddle to no man and stand firm on this and seal up both of this with the big juicy kisses. Call me Big Gibraltar, miss. No, I won't diss. I'm just like all to other fish in the sea.
Far side, you know we do it up, you know we do it up, the high roll, you know we do it up, yeah, yeah, you know we do it up, yeah, to the Mob Z, the infamous, we do it up.
Blind Eye.
Look, look. Look, won't stop, can't stop, till my pocket straight and I hit the block, chop and chop, candy marmalade in a paint flip, steak and shrimp, grinding on that late shift, whatever it takes, shit, I gotta get paid.
Won't stop, can't stop, till my pocket straight and I hit the block, chop, chop and chop, candy marmalade in a paint flip, steak and shrimp, grinding on that late shift, whatever it takes, shit, I gotta get paid. 9-9-5, by the 9, get off of one, get on the grind, hit the hoop, I got the vibe, the money's on my mind, told me won't stop, can't stop, till my pocket straight, and I hit the block, chop and chop, hit the marmalade.
Want my stacked up like a Lego, and my paint looking like a Faygo, ain't got no time for you fake hoes, I still do Wego, my peso, all I need cause I say so, time to eat, where's my bagel, got that heat for you schemers, fuck with my cheese for the fuego, I'm the smoothest on campus, ain't went to school for no Spanish, but I'm busting moves like I'm dancing, trying to get my loot up and vanish, look I do this for fairness, you see me with that paint, mean I got dough, my people straight, that's just the icing on the cake, and so I'm...
Can't stop till my pocket straight and I hit the block. Chop, chop and chop. Candy marmalade in a paint flip. Steak and shrimp grinding on that late shift. Whatever it takes, shit, I gotta get paid. 9-9-5, by the 9. Get off of one, get on the grind. Hit the hoop, I got the vibe. The money's on my mind. Told me won't stop, can't stop till my pocket straight and I hit the block. Chop, chop and chop. Candy marmalade.
I'm trying to get from A to B without me seeing my P.O. Shit so hard in these streets though, I'm trying hard to be legal. Being broke, I can't see no, that shit played out like a single. If I enroll back in college, that probably cost me a kilo. Trying to ball like I'm Chico, trying to floss like I'm Leo. Be on a beach in Barbados, puffing on quiche with my people. Think I need some amigos, get me some cheap on the D-Lo. My J.O.B. give me some OT, that's some more we can cheat on. And so I'm...
Won't stop, can't stop, till my pocket straight and I hit the block. Chop, chop and chop, candy marmalade in a paint flip. That steak and shrimp, grinding on that late shift. Whatever it takes, shit, I gotta get paid. 9-9-5, by the 9. Get off of one, get on the grind. Hit the hoop, I got the vibe. My money's on my mind. Told me won't stop, can't stop, till my pocket straight and I hit the block. Chop, chop and chop, candy marmalade.
All right, so you just heard Gummy Soul. So who's that by?
I think Gummy Soul is an organization. The DJ, his name is Amerigo Gasaway. And so, I don't know. It was on Soul Sides a couple weeks ago, and I downloaded that one.
And right after that was G. Ali with Candy Marmalade. So something we want, moving on now to like actual rap and not just Lil B's adventures into basketball. Although I do want to say he's like the only rapper since Master P to even try out for the NBA.
Yeah.
And supposedly Cameron was really good at basketball in high school, at least according to the movie Killer Season. Because didn't that movie have footage of him in high school?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah. And I guess the game was good at basketball, too. Because he grew up with Baron Davis. But okay. But that's neither here nor there. So the BET Awards were a couple of weeks. I guess they were a couple of weeks ago. Because everyone heard about Gunplay getting beat up and knocking people out. But at the same time, there was also the Cyphers. And Patrick, you wanted to talk about that. So is there anything in particular that stood out to you?
I know. Well, you watched them. I wanted to talk about, there were some pretty good punchlines that various people had. Maybe talk about who was like really bad. Like DMX was just, it was so sad to see DMX just out there going like really, really offbeat and just saying dumb stuff. It was just, I don't know. It was embarrassing for him, I thought. let's see. I have a lot of things written down. you mentioned Eve. I'll just do the punchline stuff first. I don't know if you have any particularly memorable ones that you heard. But since you mentioned E-40 a little bit earlier, there's at one point he said, she thinks I'm a JPEG and she wants to get attached.
That thing was amazing. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Cassidy making a grand return. He said, disconnect your head from your body. Have you looking like the lowercase letter I?
That was good. I also liked, I mean, this is in bad taste, but I really enjoyed his, if I don't like you, dog, I'll kill you, dog, Mike V. which is funny because, as we know from the past, if Cassie doesn't like you, he will kill you.
Let's see, Absol made a Morris Day reference.
Really? I didn't watch that one. That was the one I didn't watch.
He said, my time, not Morris Day's. and then he called himself the Haile Selassie of rap. which, you know, I don't know. Some other things, good and bad. Jean Grey was really terrible. Khalid Quelle was pretty bad, which, I mean...
Oh, really? That was the one, because they were with Absol, isn't that right?
Yeah. So I guess I'm talking about the one that you didn't see.
Yeah, that's not like the only one I didn't see. You know who I didn't really like? Those guys, like Hobson or whoever.
Yeah.
And the guy, like, before him, they were all in the same group. Because I think it was those two, Mac Miller and, like, Schoolboy Q or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the one with Mystical also.
Mystical was great.
Mystical was great, yeah.
I really enjoyed listening to Mystical. But I was confused why they separated all the... I guess there was, like, the West Coast Legends, I guess, because they had E-40, yeah. DJ Quick, Snoop Dogg, Exhibit, and Kendrick. Is that right? That's mostly it. But I was surprised they separated... I'm sorry?
Corrupt was there too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Corrupt was
looking
there too.
Like super emaciated. I don't know what he used to look like, but he looked just like tiny and skinny.
Yeah,
and in bad shape, I think he did a great.
I don't know if he's always been skinny, or I don't know if he's always been that skinny, but I've always assumed he was skinny. He doesn't get. I mean, I don't see him very often, so I can't really say. but I also really enjoyed when E-40 said that he's a boss and he'll put the president on hold. Like E-40 was by far the best person. Dude, he just seemed to be having so much fun.
He was great. What else did I have? Oh, the last. This has been. This has showed up on a couple of vlogs, but that I don't know if this is also in the one that you didn't watch, but there is some like fan competition or like regular person competition, and the dude who won is named Jaybird the Purdy Boy.
I did see that one.
Boy is spelled B-O-I. and not only was is that just the worst name ever, but then he said at one point, he told like his haters or whatever to drink some water with some AIDS mix, which is just like the like why was that's like the worst thing that you could say.
That is a special thing to say to your haters. Also, AIDS mix. You can't. What's really unfortunate about that is that you can't transmit AIDS through drinking it. Like this is something that we worked out when Magic Johnson went back to the NBA. Like you can't get HIV through spit.
I imagine it's a play on Kool-Aid, but it's like the worst possible play on Kool-Aid.
Oh, I didn't even catch the Kool-Aids.
No, he didn't say cool. He just said AIDS. But
I think it would have been better if he had said like purple cool AIDS.
Yeah. Or that would have, I guess. So yeah, there are a lot of good things, a lot of funny things that happened. I just wanted to acknowledge that. Also, the science, one of the new ninth grade science teacher at my school, went to Mac Miller's bar mitzvah.
Wait, what?
I just came. I was hanging out with the ninth grade science teacher, and who's new at my school, and she grew up in Pittsburgh, and was like either family friends or went to school with Mac Miller and went to his bar mitzvah. So now she told that to the kids, and now she's got a little extra cachet. She's like, I know.
Wow.
Oh yeah, but he's becoming a man.
It seems like everyone knows everyone in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so weird. Because there's some comedian that our friends know. Like, they went to high school with him, and apparently he's like, apparently Danny Brown follows him on Twitter. Like, they know each other or something. I don't understand how people west of New Jersey but east of the Mississippi like know everyone, because it seems like that happens all the time, and I don't get it. That's all I can say. I just don't understand it. I've never been to Pittsburgh, so maybe it's like a really small place where they're nice little neighborhoods. All I've seen of Pittsburgh is from the Batman movie, so there you go.
It's not that small. I don't know what's going on. But yeah. Is there any other rap stuff?
The other thing that did stick out to me about the award ciphers, was Schoolboy Q looked really not excited to be there. that was like the one thing I noticed. Also, they wouldn't get, for whatever reason, Kendrick Lamar didn't have a chair, and everyone else was sitting down. I just thought that was weird.
Oh, like, there's some other dude standing up. There's some guy. YG, that's what it was.
Oh, YG, that's right. Yeah. YG.
I understand why you forgot him, though. Because
yeah, he was the first person, right?
No, Exhibit was first. He was,
oh, yeah,
he
that's was right. Rapping. Exhibit went first.
I forgot. I didn't know Exhibit was still rapping. I was surprised to see him there.
Well, he put out a new song like a month or so ago with The Alcoholics and King T. That's actually really, really good. I wanted to play it our last show. We just didn't have the time, and it is really, really good. But, and he's got a new album coming out apparently. But I heard a quick snippet of another song, and that was very, very not good. So, if you can find Louis the 13th with King T and the Alcoholics, I really recommend that song. But whatever the other song was called, do not recommend at all. The thing that was also surprising to me about that song was that. It's produced by Dr. Dre, and that was like the first time I'd heard a good Dr. Dre beat in like a long time, and especially with Exhibit, because the last time he and Exhibit had a song, it was called Symphony in X Major, and it was it was not a good look. Just put it that way. It was not really the best use of anyone's time. And so I was really surprised to hear this song, and it sounded much, much better. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah. Should we talk about Loaded Lux now?
Sure. We could, like, speaking of bad songs, so you could introduce it. I'll talk a little bit about it too.
But okay. So I've realized the history of this, like, thinking about it, as I learned more about it, I realized sort of the history of this. So a few weeks ago on Twitter, I saw Kendrick Lamar write something about how he thought Loaded Lux was destined for something more, and he meant more than rap. And I saw that and I was so confused. I had no idea why Kendrick Lamar was talking about Loaded Lux at all. And for those of you who are longtime followers of the show, you may know that we once played a Loaded Lux freestyle back in college, and it's the greatest thing ever, because he says, if you're hungry for that New York rap, he's where the Applebee's. He's also a slave to the grave, like Massa Please. He's the first in the court, last to leave. there was a Hail Mary reference in there. I'll be sure to link that on my Tumblr.
Yeah, please do that.
So that you can rewatch that. Like, that thing is... There's a part two that has been taken down since then, which is also just as great, but the first part is amazing. So anyway, Patrick and I have known who Loaded Lux is for some time, and so when I saw that Kendrick Lamar mentions Loaded Lux at all, I was like, this makes absolutely no sense. And then a little bit late, like a couple of days ago, I went to Nah Right, like the one time a month I go, and I saw that there was something about Loaded Lux, and he had some song, and there was embedded in the post, Jay-Z had quoted Loaded Lux. And I was like, what on earth did I miss that Jay-Z is tweeting about Loaded Lux of all people? And so it turns out that there was some freestyle battle. Like, this is really popular in New York, because in college I remember watching a lot of these, or my brother would send them to me, and I ended up watching some with some other friends of mine. And Loaded Lux is apparently big on the battle circuit. I would not recommend watching this battle. It's apparently legendary, but it's 45 minutes long. And if you're like me, you don't really have time for that, because basically these freestyle battles amount to making fun of somebody for 2 minutes and saying how you have a gun the size of like a Toyota Camry. You make fun of like their father or something like that. And it's just a lot. But the takeaway from this 45-minute freestyle battle is Loaded Lux would repeatedly say to this guy, you're going to get that work. You're going to get this work. He's going to give him the work. Let him work. And this has become like the new rallying cry for people. I don't know who, but...
And especially when... you've like totally like dissed another guy. Like,
yeah.
I saw people tweet about it last night during the debate. People were like, Barack, like, you're gonna get that work. Like, during like the Libya answer or whatever. I don't know. So that it's become a cultural phenomenon somehow. And so Loaded Lux has tried to capitalize on this by recording like a song in the studio called You Gonna Get That Work. And it is awful.
Yeah,
I couldn't get through it.
No, it's amazing to me. That was we played that 5 years ago. It's amazing to me that Loaded Lux has been. I mean, you must be able to make good money on the battle circuit, because he showed up to that thing in a full suit, which was weird, and he also had like a carnation pinned on his shirt. He was the only person there. In a suit.
It was unreal. That whole, I don't even understand what was going on in that. Because there are like thousands of people in like a theater somewhere, like crowded balconies, like the stage is full of people, and it's Loaded Lux and Calico. And I don't, like, what was even happening? I don't even know. I just watched the second half of the one.
Busta Rhymes was there. Busta Rhymes was in the stands.
My God.
And it was just unreal. I had no, I mean, this is one of those things that lets me know that sort of thing is like a regional thing, because I'm pretty sure we don't have things like that in Seattle. Because if they did, it'd be packed every night at the Paramount, and I lived down the street from it. Mm-hmm. My mind was blown.
It was insane.
Also, the video quality was amazing. Like, that, totally serious. It looked like a super high production thing. And I mean, these are like, so this is, I think it's for Smack DVD. I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. I had no idea they had this much money to spend on like a venue and recording all this. I was dumbfounded.
Yeah, it's pretty, I think the first time you retweeted, Kendrick's tweet about him, and that, for whatever terrible reason, sent me into a Loaded Lux YouTube wormhole that lasted way too long. And so the last video I saw of him before this one that I watched was of him like in a liquor store battling someone. So he's come a long way, I guess, since then.
And speaking of guys on the battle circuit, so when my brother introduced me to this whole world that I wasn't aware of, there was this other guy that he was battling in one of the videos he showed me by the name of Murda Mook. And Murda Mook was at the BET Awards in the Rough Riders cipher.
He called himself Mook Zuckerberg.
That's right. Oh, no. As it's just amazing to me to see these guys, because they can't really make listenable songs,
right?
But they have a very unique talent, but it's not like it's something that's only good for like 2 minutes, mm-hmm. for like once a week at most, and for whatever reason, New Yorkers are champing at the bit to see Loaded Lux. I was dumbfounded.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, but this is off the Yelzebub where we give you that work. So let's let's move on to a song. Do you have something you want to play?
Sure, I'll play a song off ST200's new EP. I guess it's not as new anymore. Probably came out a month ago, but Space Jam.
And I think I'm going to play this song called Watermelon Head by this rapper out of Akron, Ohio, that I found out about like yesterday from 100grandonmywrist.com by this rapper Gap. We can talk about Gap a little bit, I guess, after the break. So here are the songs.
Watermelon head, dog, I done got my cash. Watermelon head, dog, I done got my cash. I done got my cash. I done got my cash. Said it wasn't about the money, just the way I blast them. Watermelon head, dog, I done got my cash. Watermelon head, dog, I done got my cash. I done got my cash. I done got my cash. Said it wasn't about the money, just the way I blast them. Told them hood rats no longer would they see the gap. Didn't catch no feelings even though last night I blast her. Why I fuck a sister just to make her madder. Had to fuck her friend, cause to me, she was badder. Had to keep a side bitch because her ass was fatter. If it wasn't two of them, I wouldn't be the gapper. Nothing like these other cats, gap a different rapper. Fuck them pussies, 30 on me, catch my ass in traffic. Talking hella hard, when they see me, they start dapping. Fuck them suckers, everybody know that you acting. Boy, you're dead broke, so we know you ain't been stacking. Pull your girl real easy, cause your game is super lacking. Watermelon head, dog, I done got my cash. I done got my cash. I done got my cash. Said it wasn't about the money, just the way I blast them. Watermelon head, dog, I done got my cash. Watermelon head, dog, I done got my cash. I done got my cash. I done got my cash. Said it wasn't about the money, just the way I blast them. Off that ecstasy, so you know I will outlast them. Baby girl, she told the gap to go and fuck her faster. Said she really love me, man, that's why she call me master.
fuck them once, then they swear that they my action. Had to wear XL cause I pass on regular Magnum. Pistol in my bands, got my Levi jeans sagging. Five chains on me, man, that's dope boy swagging. Gucci, Louis, true religion cause I'm in the fashion. All my jewelry on my body cause I'm in the flashing. All my jewelry on my body cause I'm in the flashing. Flashing, flashing, cause I'm in the flashing. Cause they broke, ain't got no cash. Make they stomach turn every time they see me flash. Make them more mad cause I tore their girl's ass. Or maybe they just weirdos and can't get no ass. They the type to call my hoes and pay my sluts cash. Talking about your ballin', man, do not make me laugh. Better cuff your girl cause she on the gap of ass. Already fuck her, I don't want her, so you know I pass. You better cuff your bitch cause she's on the gap of ass. Already fuck her, I don't want her, so you know I pass. You better cuff your bitch, cause she's on the gapper's ass. My mama made a gangster and a gentleman. I be in the ghetto in the gutter with the gremlins. White, green, shimmering. Can't get in it. Bitch, that's why I'm breakfast, lunch, and dinner in. Polo with the straps, no fishermen. Buckets, nigga, you ain't rapping right. You ain't R&B. Fucking if you can't get no Rihanna, at least get LaToya Luckett. If she ever try to leave, you make her naked pictures public. LOL, RTMZ, one of you hoes like it ain't nothing. I'm a country-ass nigga. Fuck up your life, fuck your beans by my ratchet bitches, house in Terre Heights. I'm crooked, let it bleed. I shall be seen again. Cloud hopping in a rocket through a telescope lens. Ain't no fucking down, yeah. Real niggas be fucking up. If my wifey is a 10, then my whole 11 plus. Purple in my 7 up. That's slow mo potion, and I'm strong, strong smoking. Vega full of Hogan, nigga. See, I just wanna kick it in the clouds in a pair of Space Jams with a zip or something loud. See, I just wanna be up in the stars, cranberry with the bars, send a gangster straight to Mars. See, I just wanna kick it in the clouds in a pair of Space Jams with a zip or something loud. See, I just wanna be up in the stars, cranberry with the bars, send a gangster straight to Mars. Never lose, never die. Code of the samurai. You a lie. Ain't nobody fucking with them Bama guys. Handle mine on Channel 9 Live, going hammer time. Sitting in my sun, trying to let your little candle shine. No haps, no daps, no breaks, no naps. Made our own lane, and we left you niggas road maps. Why not? Fuck good, eat good, live good. Just don't fuck with mine, that's how you make sure that your kid's good. Real talk, orphan ass nigga, that's real talk. American yellow, smelling better than a kid's sauce. With gang ferocious, like lions, tigers, and motors. Police open up the door, might get a ticket from the owner. I'm a big blunt blowing, you already knowing. Keep a couple Trojans, if you ain't, I bet she going. Got a weed man in every city,
but I just call it with smoke, cause I got some killer wind.
Yeah. See, I just wanna kick it in the clouds in a pair of Space Jams with a zip or something loud. See, I just wanna be up in the stars, cranberry with the bars, send a gangster straight to Mars. See, I just wanna kick it in the clouds in a pair of Space Jams with a zip or something loud. See, I just wanna be up in the stars, cranberry with the bars, send a gangster straight to Mars.
So you just heard Watermelon Head by Gap, and then after that was Space Jam by ST2 Lettuce. Can we talk about that EP a little bit since we didn't get a chance to talk about it? I guess it came out like right after our last episode. What did you think of it?
I think it's good. I think it's really good. I like Space Jam a lot. I think the song right after that, Sunshine, which I think samples Skrillex, or samples Dubstep in some way, which I'm not totally on board with, but I think it works for that song. It's definitely a really blocky use that could do, since they love to sample weird things like that. But yeah, I think it's pretty solid for an EP. I don't know how it's going to do commercially, but I think it bodes well for him as being a successful solo or not.
Yeah,
a viable solo act.
Yeah. I was surprised at how much. I guess I'm not surprised how much I like it. I'll take that back. But I did enjoy it. Though I think I like the first half more than the second half. They're only like six songs. If you take out the little 15-second intro or something.
Right.
But I mean, I really enjoy it. Also, this allows me to walk back on something that I said last show. Because I remember listening to it and it made me really uncomfortable. I think I said that I said very definitively that there's no way the block beat could be better than Pete Rock. I'm going to walk that back a little bit, maybe a lot of bit, and say that it's certainly within reason and not at all impossible. Because I really, really like Space Jam. I thought about putting it on my list for this show, but I figured that one of us would get to it. and I just happened to guess right that you would include it.
So,
can we talk about Gap real quick? So I just found out about him yesterday. He's from Akron, Ohio, and he on that song he calls himself the Gapper, and apparently I didn't know this, but apparently that's for the Cincinnati Reds, one of the Cincinnati Reds mascots.
Oh really?
Yeah, because the Cincinnati Reds have three mascots, and one of them is named Gapper. I don't know what the other two are named. I just found out about this yesterday, and I don't watch baseball, so I'm not super up on the history. It's the one that looks like a Muppet.
Okay. I also don't know. I'm not super up to date on my Reds mascots, so I can't.
They just got knocked out the playoffs, right?
Yeah, they lost in the first round.
Right. So there's that. And speaking of other rappers, someone who didn't make the BET Cyphers, but is from the West Coast and has made songs is on the new Freddie Gibbs mixtape, is that guy Problem. He's the one who goes, "What? What?" So I don't know if people like that. I really, really like that he says that all the time. I think it's incredibly amusing, and it's like the perfect ad lib. Going back to our conversation about who has good ad libs, I think that's one for me, just saying "what" instead of just "what." It's just something I can say, it's something I want to practice so I can say it properly all the time. And also, I should say that his mixtape is actually really good. I recommend it. It's actually a lot of fun to listen to.
Problems?
Yeah, Problems. I think it's called Welcome to Mollywood. But yeah, I really recommend it, and I got a song off of it that I wanted to play later on. But yeah, when I downloaded one of those Heartbreak Gang mixtapes, he's on he's on that E40 song Function. I mean, I didn't know about that. I didn't buy that E40 triple album just because, I know there's no way I can make it through that much music. Simply insurmountable.
Yeah,
especially considering he's released like 10 albums, like 7 albums in 2-3 years. I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's crazy. Something in the water in the Bay Area, because him and Lil B both have just like nutty assets.
Yeah, they can just go on and on. Yeah. But he's on one of the songs, and apparently that was a hit earlier this year. I don't have a radio, so I don't know these things. But he was also on some remix of some other song, and that's where I heard this "what" thing. And every time I heard it, I was like, this is all, every time I listened to that song, I was like, I love hearing that over and over. I just want to capture that and just like use it as a soundbite whenever anyone says anything. Just like you're going to get this work. It's just one of those things that I need, like say what, or just giving people that work. But he is on the Freddie Gibbs mixtape. He's on some song on me, which I kind of like that Freddie Gibbs mixtape. It's just very long.
Yeah, it is really long. And I have the same problem with it that I have with all the Freddie Gibbs tapes that I listen to. And I know he's like really good technically and has a lot of, and makes good song. I just can't get into like listening to a whole album. Okay, so I don't really know why that is.
I mean, I really like Midwest Gangster Cadillac blah 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 music.
Yeah.
I really like that one because that seemed both shorter and like not as all over the place.
Right.
Because I think my issue with the Babyface Killa, is that what it's called? Something like that.
Yeah.
It's really like in terms of like the sound, it's all over the place. And like he does sound really good over most of the things he's rapping over, but I wish he'd just like pick a style and sort of stick with it, because it just sounds really, in some ways it sort of reminds me of like a Jadakiss album where it's like sort of all over the place, and like you know the rapping is good, but like there's no focus, and it just sort of becomes a chore to listen to because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And it's just like I don't have time for an hour 20 minutes. Like that's just me. Like,
right.
Get to the point.
Yeah. Yeah. What I've liked the most of his are the songs he's on with Madlib. And I don't know if that is I think he's doing an EP or maybe a mixtape or something like that. That's what I'm more excited about. But I've like half listened to Baby Baseball and,
I listened to it a couple of times through, and I mean, like I said, just too many songs. I will say though that Freddie Gibbs is like the only person who can get me to listen to Dom Kennedy, and they actually sound good together for some reason. I don't know what it is. It's just that Dom Kennedy seems to work well with Freddie Gibbs, and I just happen to like him. I don't know. I can't really explain it much better than that, because normally I'm not checking for Dom Kennedy at all. That's just that. So speaking of West Coast rappers, we've played before Nacho Picasso songs, right?
Yeah.
And Nacho Picasso belongs to a group called, or collective or what have you, called Cloud Nice. And they're located in Beacon Hill, which is, if you've ever been to Seattle, quite a far ways away from where I live, which is basically next to the Greyhound station. But it's still technically Seattle. And there's a group affiliated with that larger group that just released an album. I guess it was in August, but since it's a local release, I had no idea. But they're called Kingdom Crumbs, and actually they're playing a show on Friday. And I checked out their album. It's actually pretty good. I enjoy it, at least. And I wanted to play a song off of that later on. I don't know what Nacho Picasso song we played before. I want to say that we played a song that features a rapper called Jarve D. If not, this will be an introduction to him along with a few other people. But Jarve D is on a song with Nacho Picasso that I also happen to like. I just have to look up and see which Nacho song we played. So if you're in Seattle, Kingdom Crumbs is playing a show this week, and Nacho Picasso is doing a Halloween show next week. So be on the lookout for that. Local announcement. So should we get into more music or?
Yeah, let's play. Play some more songs. I'll play a song that that I think Nas posted a while ago that I liked enough to riff from YouTube because I couldn't find like any MP3s anywhere. But it's called I'm Perfect Facebook in Baltimore and it's real dev.
Cool. And I think I'll play a Kingdom Crumb song. It's called Riding on the Strength. And so we'll be right back.
It's Friday.
You already
I'm here again, right?
Look,
Brush like out the laundromat. Bitch like where the party at? Boy, I see the future like I rock a Nostradamus hat. Perkins home the cornerback. Trial shit, I slaughtered that. Nigga coming dirty, boy, you about to get a party pack. Man, that bring that 40 back. No pics, you too tough. Sending out, we cooped up. We throw shots, you booed up. Fresh chain, you jeweled up. Got no thing, no chain. Got big bill, now shit real. Tell me how low tip feel. Hanging with some older niggas that walk around with big steel. 18 with a straight queen, ain't pay peace, now shit trill. Gang banging on big deal. That pill got me on tip drill. K came with that big deal, now granddaddy can't sit still. Nigga saying I spit. Ew, I demolish it. Trainin' fucking with them birds like Hollister. Hammers you the nails, so I polish it. 20 plus 20 equal to the 40 caliber. I'm purpose.
I'm purpose.
My nigga, I'm purpose.
I've been on that for a long while. You already know what it
I'm
is.
I'm purpose.
Man. Lord Dad, 212.
My nigga, I'm purpose. I'm purpose.
Where you from? Where
you my from? Nigga, I'm purpose.
Where you at? Where you at?
I'm purpose.
Yeah.
Look. See the dev, I'm a natural. Perkins Homes, this my motherfucking cat. Guns down, I'm strapped with you. You a nigga that a bang bang. I was once rapping that chain gang. Then the gang chain, nigga started rant. Should've fucked around, got my name changed. Tell him bang bang, let it bang bang. Fuck all that violent shit. I'm real as shit, you counterfeit. We don't smoking loud as shit. Bragging like I'm proud of it, you couldn't get a pound of it. I'm sexy when she text me. That shit bitch and come and check me. Got that 75 car, dog. Call E, we rock up. They walk around with their head down. We stay good without top up. We take it all to J House. He sit back and he chop up. That suit come with that big deal. We all gone, so we cop up. I'm that. I'm out here, D-Wack, my Rello, my North Face, my Sheltova, bad bitch, my hellhole, wife right till the hello, it ain't no need to wonder, cause I'm the dead Perkins, this is my fucking summer, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm Perkins.
I'm Perkins.
My nigga, I'm Perkins.
Niggas, man. You already know that I'm talking on this bitch, but I do that.
My nigga, I'm Perkins.
Where you at? Where you at?
I'm Perkins.
Where you from? Where you
my
from?
My nigga, I'm Perkins.
Where you at? Where you at?
I'm Perkins.
Ah. Huh? Right, you already know what it is, that's kind of soon. Summertime, I'm in here with my man RL, Big Brother. You already know what the fuck it is, Lord Dad, we out here, dude.
Two 007, the cloud began. My clique of secret agents with the plan to win. Baby stepping, made it piece by piece. Making castles out of soil, nigga, beat by beat. Did it on our own and it earned us this. Steady working harder till we earn those chips. We never change, it's the same old nice. Suckers say what's up and they're hating on the side. And they think they slide. But you Rocky Balboas just ain't this fly. We drizzle game on the track, cloud night, C-Town. Put that name on the map. Astronaut, alien, ancient kings. Blessing those riding with the styles we bring. Put yourself on, no need for handouts. Work hard and watch how it pans out.
I kick the knowledge, Caddy, just let me hear the beat first. A hungry nigga still thinking with my hustle feet first. A alchemist alter the elements when he verse. Diamonds and gold from bricks of coal, that's how we work. Survival tactics, share my own strength, I'm riding on. Relative and active, while the OG still riding strong. I do it, moving like my life is on the line. Since the 90s on the grind, something from nothing, watch me climb. So high, shine like a supernova, click up with some super niggas, flexing like a super soldier. Lift the whole count up on the trooper's shoulders. Yeah, you know it's just the cloud. Pay attention like you owe us.
Yeah.
A little respect and a mic check for driving off in the deep end with the sharks and no life vest. The Puget Sound EQ, my mic fresh. Hard in the paint, I'll full tank and leave my life blessed.
There's y'all, nothing in the tank. There's us, riding on the strength. All day, hard in the paint. Devil's pie on the slide, no thanks. Yeah.
Riding on the strength.
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 My feathers never affected by the weather. Fly keep formation till we find something better. But me, no fly. I glide like Clyde Drexler. Got the munchies, but I pass on the devil's pie on the dresser. We taking it to the heights astronauts can't measure. And we just warming up until we come up out the sweatshirt. This is our pleasure that we feed at our leisure. Welcome to the Kumite challenge of leaving all stretches. So scram, I'm Van Damme, but built like Bolo. Haters run up to get knocked out they polo. But I love them show hoes that ride that good dro. We smoke that weed up, leave them stranded in Soto. I'm my brother's keeper, but a rapper's Grim Reaper. Better check the forecast, Hurricane Cloud Nina. Higher than a tweeter, kicking holes through your speaker. Used to laugh at the raps, now they asking for the features. We like
busting rhymes on the patio. Cause I could give a fuck about a Grammy, bro. All them snakes talking slick daddy, yo. Them motherfuckers hella sly, no family stone. That's why the castles won't never be a palace. They trying to move units, we trying to move mountains. They trying to move us out and find new housing. But I make this beat at the king ways in the south end. And y'all not in my lane. This rap game is not my game. Y'all stuck in traffic while we blasting through space. Y'all can catch me through the moon road, clocking my pace. Yeah, look at us now. We fly without propellers, can't tell us come down. We stays high, homie, puffing on a cloud. But what you gonna do when that bucket busts down, huh?
There's y'all, nothing in the tank. There's us, riding on the strength. All day, hard in the paint. Devil's pie on the slide, no thanks. Yeah.
Riding on the strength.
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 So you just heard, what's the name of the song you played, Patrick?
It's called I'm Perkins by Lil Dev.
And after that was Riding on the Strength by Kingdom Crumbs out of Beacon Hill, Seattle, Washington. So one last thing that we wanted to talk about is something that I missed, but Patrick, you put me up on this, was on Passion of the Weiss, there was a post about each writer's first favorite album. So, did you want to go first? Do you remember what your first favorite album was?
I do, yeah. So, I like did not listen to music on my own until like eighth grade. And eighth grade was the time when I bought my first CDs in my life. And none of those are the one that I'm going to talk about, but just to, I bought three CDs the very first time I bought CDs, and they were the Matrix soundtrack, that the Smash Mouth album that had All Star and whatever that other song was on it, and the Marshall Mathers LP. So,
wow, that is a range. I mean, I want to say that's a range, but if you took out the Smash Mouth thing, like there's actually. I would say some overlap between somebody liking the Marshall Mathers LP and liking the Matrix, especially a young person. I don't know. I think that.
I don't know what I was doing. It's still figuring things out, clearly. But then, so in high school, and especially at the beginning of high school, I was really into like hard rock and metal stuff. And so the very first favorite album that I had was the self-titled Rage Against the Machine album. And that was like all of high school. That was like the thing I listened to the most. And I got super into Rage Against the Machine. And I was like, right as they broke up, which sucked, because they were, I could like never see them or anything. And I just, I remember like checking the internet so many times after they broke up for like music that Zach De La Roca had made. I just really want to hear more of it. Like, it was a, he ended up, I think he made some song with Chuck D at some point.
Yeah, didn't he have an album or something that had Chuck D on it?
I don't know. I don't think he ever released an album on his own.
Okay.
It was always one of those like rumored things. He definitely had a song. It was like called CIA or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was just, that just, that was my first album. It also like sent me down for like the first couple of years of high school. I just kept listening to increasingly heavier and heavier music. So it was just like by my junior year, it was like all, like really like stuff where you can't understand anything that people are saying. That was like the primary thing I listened to, but also I was like starting to get into Tribe and stuff. I was just a weird kid, and I was very confused about what I should be listening to. I thought that was an interesting thing on Passion of Life. It's the music has been a pretty big part of my life ever since eighth grade, and it's just weird the directions that I've gone.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you, I probably didn't start listening to music on my own until about 7th or 8th grade. But I do remember, I remember the first two albums I bought. And I think those were in like 1997. So one of those was the Lost in Space soundtrack. And if you've ever seen the movie Lost in Space, you immediately regret watching the movie, and you were probably laughing at me for buying the soundtrack, because I think it had like a Fatboy Slim song, and like, I don't even remember, I don't have it anymore. And I think the other thing I bought was that Red Hot Chili Peppers album, Californication. I
definitely also owned that at one point.
I have no idea why I bought that. I think I just had disposable income. The other thing is, I don't know if I told you this. Maybe I've mentioned this somewhere else. But as a kid, my mom wouldn't let me buy unedited rap albums or rap singles. So as a kid, even though I would listen to the radio driving everywhere, I sort of figured, once my mom explained to me that she wasn't going to buy anything that had curse words in it, I sort of figured, well, I'm just basically not going to pay any attention to what's getting released, because I'm not going to buy an edited CD, because
right.
I have no idea what's going on. And like back in the mid 90s, edits were ridiculous because they put in sound effects or like make the word backwards, and it would just confuse the hell out of me. So I didn't buy the first like album. Aside from those two, the first album that I bought that I really liked was that first Clips album, Lord Willin. But the other thing is, and this is getting into probably telling a bit more about myself than I want to, was that back then in high school, especially like from sophomore year on, I was really, really, really into the Neptunes. So I remember, when Jay-Z released that Rock La Familia Dynasty album, I remember there was a radio commercial for it and they were playing in the background, Give It to Me, and they're saying, like, production by the legendary Neptunes. And so for me, as a very naive, like, I guess at that point, 13-year-old, maybe 14-year-old, Neptunes reminded me of all those old soul groups, like the Stylistics or the Whispers. So I immediately assumed that Jay-Z was working with, like, 60-year-old men making these rap songs. I was so confused, like, how are these guys doing that? And then once I finally saw the videos and I saw more videos, I started to put together who the Neptunes were. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I really connected with them. I also really started to, like, I think I really started to identify a bit too much with them. And around that time, they also started Star Track Records. And mm-hmm. I was an early commenter on the message boards of Star Track. Very rarely, but a few times. And I think that sort of got me into that whole... I think that also got me into, like, looking at OK Player, like, at all. I would have had no idea what that was. And so, along with that, I eventually bought one of those NERD trucker hats. I still have it in my room back in New Jersey. I don't think I've ever really worn it in public. Mm-hmm. I've only worn a trucker hat once in public, and that was like freshman year of college, and I haven't worn that hat since. I bought it at a thrift shop in Philadelphia. It's an orange camo hunter trucker hat. It is a sight. I don't think I have it anymore. But yeah, I think that Clips album was my first favorite album. And then after that, I would really check for all of the Neptune stuff. And, like, I got really, really into Roscoe P. Coldchain, the guy who only pops up on, like, two or three clip songs.
Yeah.
But they had on the Star Track website some snippets of his songs. Like, they had this one song called, like, Mask and Glove Style, where he talks about how the first line is, like, I change flows like Bruce Wayne's clothes. And... like, if you ever listen to Roscoe P. Coldchain, he sort of raps like you'd expect Samuel L. Jackson to rap. Just, like, very, like, just with that sort of same voice and tone and sort of, like, talking at you, but also at the same time rapping. And for whatever reason, I really, really like Roscoe P. Coldchain. He's in jail now. Like, that's the tale of, like, all Philadelphia rappers. Is that they can do amazing things and they do something remarkably stupid and we never hear from them again. But yeah, whatever it was, I don't even know what my first, like, favorite Neptune song was, but I do remember seeing the video for Grindin', like, in the middle of winter before the summer before, or a full, like, 6 months before that album came out. And I was like, I had to find that song on Kazaa or something. And I could never find it until it got big, but yeah, I think that's my first favorite. Like, that was the first time in high school I could really buy what I wanted to. I think my mom just sort of, because I never really bothered my parents about trying to buy an album, and yeah, I don't know what it was. Also, I played lacrosse in high school, and our team, as a joke. But it's unclear how much of this was a joke. We would collectively play Limp Bizkit in the locker room. I have no idea what that was about.
Yeah, that was a trend that I, like, I was into other groups like that, but never Limp Bizkit, except for when they covered the Mission Impossible theme song on the MIP soundtrack. That was awesome. Everything else they did sucked.
That was for Mission Impossible 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. That... I remember people used to get into arguments about Limp Bizkit in high school. That was the kind of place I lived in. And Linkin Park. So I think we're coming up at the end of our time here. So I wanted to close it out with, I guess I'll close it out with one of those songs by Problem. It's called Jumpin', featuring I guess a friend of his or one of his compadres bad luck. And is there something you want to close out with, Patrick?
Sure. I'll play a song by this guy, Zero. Not Zero, the guy from Houston, but he spells it different guy. Spells it Z-E-R-O-H. Who's sort of in the like bus driver vibe. Similar style. And the song is called Bark Punch.
Cool. And I notice something that's sort of unfortunate is that we end, well, the way we end, we each always bring five songs, and we only play four songs each. So do you want? Let's also play the other songs that we had. So okay. What's the other song that you have?
It's called Frozen Sunlight. It's by this guy Billy Woods. It has Open Mike Eagle and Mark Specht on it. They're the song that I heard a while ago. I had to check that I hadn't actually played it on the show yet, but I don't think I have. It's pretty good.
Cool. And I have a song by this guy Rico Dalla and Roach Giggs called For the Bay. I enjoy it. So that's the 10th show of Off the Elzebub. Yeah. We're doing what we can to try and come up with at least semi-regular updates. Yeah. And we always appreciate you listening. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bella like mellow cries out to yellow pie. Fries a fellow skin from the summer sky. It's hot as Hades and 80 plus. Ladies exposed, they busted. Wouldn't faze me, but as of late, it's been my fate to lust. My love is lazy for crazy, just don't know who to trust. I'm still a baby, a bearded boy, and sex is a fucking toy. But it's not a game, a lot of shame comes with pride and joy. If you's a lame who makes it rain with no chips ahoy. I'm not a fan of fame, but I may fucking try to concoct a plan to gain change. Playing the public eye with flame arrangements, bass bang, black bangs dangle of a strange text break next, the way the sample swing. While Dark Lord scale bars like parkour respected, hardcore Wachowski directed effects, but far more complex than vexed X-Men. I'm Phoenix reborn in man, intellect flexing, Cyclops my third eye, watch through laser specs, men, time space with wise grace, most high perfection. I test and at best and show, kung fu flow finesse out best the foe, with two decks to your chest technique of the Black King pose, Gambit's glove, deal with it. Power is yours, Captain Planet pros, be spit it. Polluting looters, thanks to my mercy, you get acquitted. No notion, Simon, I'm committed to courage stuck. Cause if I kick the bucket, fuck it. I don't want my life to suck. You self destructive fucks need to learn to give. Can I live? My worth can be far beyond what you assume. I don't tell all my business, I am not a buffoon. What an ignoranimous thinking I'm a maroon, yo. So what if I love cannabis, jackass, tap past noon? Watch me frolic in fields of grass with the hippie kids. Reppin' Daisy, cut a gang, no shame, shit, we trippy, man. This ginger carrot juice in my sippy cup, pinky ring. Blangin' with the shiny bill of health, guru, yogi frame. Popular like, what's his name? I forget. He kamikaze hotties with G6s to get it wet. Now I'm saying crude shit, it's funny, right? But buy it, bitch, cause money's tight and I ain't rich. I'm really nice, but I could switch. Whoa. Yeah, that's the artist swag, aspiring philanthropist. With no regards for social norms, straight pissing in your lobster bisque. Call it a selfless act, I know nothing of greed. Why advertising got you buying crap that you don't need? Don't test me, nigga, Tyler Durden, kill you every man. And tap it to your animal, aiming with an unsteady hand at hella nitroglycerin. Listen in a system of a down, hating every fleshy water-based clown. On this godforsaken satyr satellite, and if you had the slightest bit of sense, you'd curl up in a ball and die for Gaia's innocence. Sinister guardian, demigod, minister this vivid rhyme and literature to kill off all social inhibitors. Hug a stranger, fucking tell them that you love them, creep them out, make them feel like they're in danger. Then give them all your money plus the shirt that's on your back, an ounce of weed, your car keys, and a couple 30 packs. Text a smiley face to the new iPhone that you bought them. All them demons will surely hit the road. And all them silly questions that you harbor will be answered because you saw them, and you won't regret a second when you're old. Trill.
Yeah. trend on the beat.
Yeah. Feeling like a rider for real. Got a bag of that kill and it's jumping. Calling my foolies and shield. Yeah, the turnip was real. Pop a molly, you feel? Cause it's jumping. Nigga, it's jumping. Jumping, jumping. My nigga is jumping, 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 jumping. Like boy, my nigga is jumping, 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 jumping. My nigga is jumping, 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 jumping. Like boy.
I see a nigga want the fade, I'm clippin'. Bought her for the spade, if she with it, I'm flippin'. My nigga Lil Loke in the building, the heat crippin'. I got a whole bag of that dust for the function. I got the squad on my back and it's nothing. Fist full of paper, talk shit out the car though. Bitch, bitch, looking at a player, I'm a star though. BL, Benny DL, my song in the mail. My HGs, push a CL, my killers on bail. I blow rack, flash packs, some 454s, I'm a Mac. All that slow, bitch, I'm gold, what up? My foolies see the rock, it's a block party. Pop shit, get the Glock, it's a knock party. I turn it up, I be on the brain. I'm Swiggy B in that lane, it's D.O.G. on the chain, what up?
Feeling like a rider for real. Got a bag of that kill and it's jumping. Calling my foolies and shield, yeah, the turnip was real. Pop a molly, you feel, cause it's jumping. Nigga, it's jumping, 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 jumping. My nigga, it's jumping, 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 jumping. Like boy. Jumping. My nigga is jumping, 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 jumping. Like boy, what? I brought a gang away. Now where the bitches? Why? After a cup of that potion, bet I can swim in that ocean. Check out the motion, explosive. Boom, boom, two rhyme on a bitch. Why? Slide when I dip. Why? My wide sails, ready to push a line if you trip. Yeah. That molly got me ready, I'm heavy up on my turn up. Your bitch ain't about that brain, bet I can make her learn up. Just coming straight, turn up. Miss, she swallowed it. Got the number, then I hit, I lied on it. Her friend found me up on Twitter, then followed it. Fucked her too, I'm a dog, and I'm proud of it. Ha! Problem, you know me well. Stay on the bitch head like a ponytail. Trying to get a meal like the homie Bell. Second drink, two steps, then I throw the hell. Why? Feeling like a rider for real. Got a bag of that kill and it's jumping. Calling my foolies and shield. Yeah, the turnip was real. Pop a molly, you feel? Cause it's jumping. Nigga, it's jumping, 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 jumping. My nigga, it's jumping, 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 jumping. Like boy, nigga, it's jumping. Jumping. My nigga is jumping, 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 jumping. Like boy.
Don't say it again. But it's 2012 now and don't nobody care. I don't even care like I used to. You gotta look apathetic like Zoe D and Eliza Dushku. How they look for real, I'm not even knowing. In my head, they both look like girls named Chloe. They probably go to parties where the coca stays flowing. In Southern California, that's the only time it's snowy. They say rappers are reporters for the hood. Well, I just did the weather. I'm about to send it back over to Mars. I heard there was a shooting in the park and a bunch of teen mothers prostituting in the dark. They do it in the day off of Slauson Figueroa in a 6-inch skirt and a pink feather boa. I can't believe they really made a drug called Soma. I'm 40 G's in debt for a bachelor's diploma. I'm drunk on the air like Kathy Lee and Holder. Take a couple shots a day just to fill my quota. Santino Morello striking you with the cobra. Except it's much, much softer when I'm sober.
Lord, I am tired. Sometimes I wonder if you really understand. Not that you mind the killings. Your book is full of killings.
100% gross. Grew up with a silver spoon, hair on got burned on it. 4:36 a.m., no knock, search warrant. Trigger pull, got no words, they take yours for me. Chaos ignores order, fiends with that raw water. Give me they now dry, now high. Skied on his surfboard, left him dead on the church doorstep. He crashing out, magna cum laude, school of hard knocks. With the black cap and gale, one man face your army. Back them down, mix the skunk with dust, and they called it black and mild. feet shackled. Still couldn't track them. A half a mile Beelzebub made me do it if I'm blacking out. Spazola, them downers can't crash me now. Drop this sound, and they see the thunderclaps is loud. Bang out, eliminate half your crowd. Arrow in your throat and the apple in your mouth. Rusty saw blades got him caught in the grind, falling behind. I take your brain off of your mind. Spec my flow measured in nautical miles, and y'all can't bite it. I'm taking all of your styles.
Drones in the sky, got them running out of mortars. But it's go hard to go home, so they coming for soft targets. Hammer and a ratchet meet the neighborhood Marxist. The crucial conflict is your weed smells like garbage. Play hater number one, I'm at the rucker drawing charges. Only shoot the fair if they gun shoot the farthest. Whole game is dead, they sent me to bury the carcass. Got Indians trying to play chief, bench warmers. Chucking up threes, too many idiots of vines. Fucking up good beats. Penny for your thoughts, posing with the hundreds. I got beef with the cops, fuck who you run with. Island hop with monsters, heel clicking bail jumpers. Diddy bop when I bounce a grenade into the bunker. Then I go see your whiz like Night of the Hunter. Disappear your kids like a military junta. African ambassadors in the trunk of black actors. Circling around the capital, spitting that vernacular. Driving high on the left side, got me feeling like the pastor. You overstayed your welcome like every dictator. Now shadow of the gallows, pleading for a favor. Scorpion and the frog, I know it's in your nature. So when my thumb points down, it's pity, not hatred.
Yeah, I say, I'm the fucking man, you don't get it. All green A's of the SF fitted. Topic of the town, man, I been with it. And if you talking money, my nigga, we gon' get it. I be going hard, yeah, nigga, I be going hard. Hit the club 10 deep, and I party hard. Two shots of the rock, we gon' buy the bar. And hit the freeway, never on the boulevard. Got Giants, Niners and the A's, Raiders, Warriors, homie, we get paid. Home of the wet coupes and the Chevrolet. And when I'm in the club, man, everybody say, what they say? Bring the bay back, bring the bay back. Got them going dumb like Mac Dre back. Pop one, pop two, where the drink at? And for you niggas in the way, man, I say I go hard, go hard. Don't play. Hit the club and I swag all day. Got weed, got drink. When they ask, that's all I gotta say. I do it for the bay, for the bay. I do it for the bay, for the bay. I do it for the bay, for the bay. I do it for the bay, for the bay.
Hey. Roachie, last name Balboa. You don't know, I'ma yell it till you know us. I'm bout a bubble like soda. I'm short, but I'm wise like Yoda. I need my cake, need my steak, need my porter. I need paper, then pearl that order. You ain't got a quarter to style here. You buy Cristal, I'ma buy beer. And still take your girl right from the rear. And fear's what I don't have. All I got is my word and my gonads. And girls in the crowd trying to go bad. I tell them hit the girls club. We from the bay all day, bitch, we turn it up. Shout out to LA, cause they turn it up. And the whole damn world about to learn from us.
Don't play. Hit the club and I swag all day. Got weed, got drink. When they ask, that's all I gotta say. I do it for the bay, for the bay. I do it for the bay, for the bay. I do it for the bay, for the bay. I do it for the bay, for the bay. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. RP to the Dre, we do it for the bay, okay? I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. RP to the Dre, we do it for the bay, okay?